as when you're making it, you had what's called seconds.
Seconds.
Yeah, that was a dark bread.
Mm-hmm.
Now you could, most people throw it away and fed it, or some folks cooked it. I have eaten it. It's what you call seconds.
Oh, why was it called? It was dark, you said, but was there something in it to make it dark? Or?
That was kind of husked off your wheat. It's like husked off your corn.
I see. Actually,
and
now...
your wheat bran.
It was the bran. Well, actually, it was better for you then, wasn't it?
Yeah, people liked it, but then too many people like it. Some people eat it. I have eat it, but I didn't say liked it.
Yeah.
And Mother used to cook yeast bread by yeast. Mm-hmm. Now, well, you cooked that was in the sun. You didn't ever put it around the stove.
Cooked it in the sun. How did that cook it?
You made it just like you would in a loaf of bread. Now, they put yeast, and I don't know what else in it. Mm-hmm. Then you'd set it out in the sun. Then the sun would do the cooking. Then after it cooked, and you take it, put butter on it, and heat it just like you would toast. And it was delicious.
Imagine how the sun could get hot enough to cook it, though.
Oh, yeah. My wife's aunt, been about 4 or 5 years ago, she used to cook it and bring us some quite often.
Huh.
It was good.
Did you have to wait for a really hot day to do it, or could you do it any day?
No, it's had to stay out in the sun so long, but now how long, I don't know. My mother used to fix it, but you know, kid like, they didn't pay too much attention.
Right.
All they wanted when they got on to get it neat.
Right, naturally. Okay, did you ever make anything else with your wheat flour besides bread?
Not that I know of.
Did you ever make anything with holes in it? Bran with holes in it?
Like donuts? Oh.
Right.
Oh yeah, you use flour for so many different things. I just don't know. You make donuts and tea cakes. Did you ever eat the tea cakes? They were made thin. In other words, you take flour and sugar and sweeten it and made them real thin, and it's come out like a tea cake. Well, I got some bought tea cakes that you called them up at Kevin now. It's just a sweet cracker.
What did you have for breakfast? Did you ever make anything besides biscuits for breakfast with your flour?
What made hoe cakes?
Made hoe cakes with wheat flour?
Yeah, just take flour in place of making a biscuit, you'd make a big old hoe cake and put it in a frying pan and more or less fry it. That was called a hoe cake. Then you put syrup, butter, and eat it with your hoe cake.
Okay. Did you ever make your hoe cakes with cornmeal?
That was called cornbread.
That was called cornbread.
Yeah.
Would you cook it the same way?
And mostly, yeah. Except you use meal in one, flour for the other. See, whole cake is flour and cornbread is meal.
I think that's interesting, because I always thought whole cakes was made with meal myself. That's how I grew up. I just find it interesting that you made it with flour and called it whole cakes. Did you ever make anything that you flipped with a spatula?
Well, you could make fried pies of any kind, or you could flip your whole cakes like that. Let's see, that's called flapjacks. That's mostly what you flipped over.
Uh-huh.
That's just make up your flour and have your grease real hot and put it in there. Then when it cooks a little bit, then flip it over.
Did you flip it real high? Or?
Well, you could. You won't risk losing it.
Okay. Okay, what did you call, let's see, we talked about eggs. What did you call the inside of the egg, the yellow part?
That's